What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes his silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's me, your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and we can discuss any random ass topic and we find the comedy in it. So I told you guys a while back, a couple of weeks ago, that I was actually going to be sharing some bonus episodes for you guys from the main episode. So pretty much I'm going to share a segment from my main podcast episode every week on Thursday before the full episode, trying to get my podcast out there and show people that, hey, there's a little funny in all the black girls out there, at least for me. So this week, we're going to go ahead and check out Crazy X voicemails. And if you want to hear the entire podcast episode that is included inside of, it is going to be tomorrow. So stay tuned for a full episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you are enjoying these crazy exes who decide to leave insane voicemails, you're going to enjoy the rest of the episode. So I guess go ahead and get your earballs ready for some silly, and I'll see you guys tomorrow in our regular programming scheduled time. This has been your honorable boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and enjoy Crazy X voicemails. So I came across an odd trend on TikTok where people are sharing the voicemails that their quote unquote crazy exes left. Look at me. You looking at me? Shall we?
We shall.
Yeah.
We shall.
Yes. The first one is coming from it looks like Dana Rose. I'm going to go ahead and spell it D-A-Y-N-A. R-O-U-S-E. If you want to go ahead and follow her or check out her videos, feel free to do that. You're going to enjoy this one, bud. You ready?
I believe it, yes.
All right.
All right, since you want to play like a fucking kid, I'm going to let you be a little girl all by your motherfucking self. You talking about fucking up your flow? I'm about to fuck it up some more. Here we go. B-L-O-C-K-E-D. That means you will have no access to me. I am about to block you for eternity. So fuck you, UBIT. You keep playing on my phone and you keep playing these games. It makes you look like a motherfucking lame. I thought you was cool, but it proves that you not. So here goes my fucking thing. I'm gonna let this one drop. After this, your ass is blocked.
Wow. Very poetic.
I got one question for you, bro. Like, I can just see this. I can see this literally. I'm going to have to bleep that out. I can see this literally. Bleep that out, too. Sitting, like, in his room, like, playing some, like, Eminem or some shit. Like, eating some I don't know, like some Bugles. Like, and, like... Like writing this and thinking about it and writing it out first, because you know he fucking wrote that shit down first. You know he did. You know he practiced it.
Oh, yeah. Either in his notes app or classic composite paper, you know, the notebook, the little black and white notebook. Either or.
Yo, literally wrote her a poem about blocking her.
Yeah, wrote the video, whole soliloquy.
That's crazy.
That was odd, but I guess it got its point across, I guess. I mean, good job, Heaven, I guess. You know, you put your foot firm down.
That's hilarious, because she's like lipping the whole thing, which is funny, because this is like a trend, because what it said on the video, which you can't see because, you know, you're not here, but it says, since we posted our ex's voice messages, ... and there is like a trend of people sharing the voicemails that their exes have left them. And it is golden.
No, this is. I feel a lot of ways about this. This is. I mean, it's great, but it's also like. I mean, come on. Let's just all be adults and move on and try to.
That's not good for content. Shut up.
Yeah, that's not. growth isn't good for content.
It's not. Shut
DJ
up.
Cousin. Hey, you know, you know better than that. You know better than
Why
that.
Why would you? Don't listen to him. Keep posting all the stupid shit that you want. Be stupid. My podcast needs it. So continue using the internet as your personal diary.
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, no, I didn't say stop. I just said it makes you look bad. But of course, don't let me stop your journey. I'm hating. I'm just hating. Just okay. Carry on.
I think it makes some of you look awesome depending on what the voicemail says. You know. I say carry on. All right. So at Devan is mad, DEVANISMAD, at Devan is mad. Has something to say. Let's see what his ex had to say. You ready for this one?
Yes, please. Let's do this.
Let's play this drama real quick.
Because, like, I don't hate thinking about you. Like, I love thinking about you. Oh, my God, I just touched my fucking piercing. I didn't mean to. Fuck. I'm about to kill myself. Okay. Anyways, like I was saying, what was I finna say? Like I was saying, I don't mind thinking about you because, like, I like thinking about you a lot. But then it, like, makes me sad because I can't talk to you because you're busy. And that's why I hate missing you because, like, I like talking to you and I don't, like, want you to leave me, you know?
That was so beautifully said. I hope he took her back.
I hope she also drew him a picture, too.
What kind of picture should she have drawn besides the words that came out of her mouth?
The kind of picture that would get hung up on the refrigerator.
Nice.
That kind of picture.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's a weird thing to say. I don't get your joke.
I'm saying she sounded like a kid. She sounded like a damn, like a baby. She sounded,
oh, is that what you're saying?
And I don't mean in like...
That's funny now that I understand. That's hilarious. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I was so fucking lost. I was like, is this bitch an artist?
She said, she sounds artsy West? I don't know what I'm saying.
She does sound kind of young, but he looks kind of young himself.
We're
old now, so.
Maybe. That's probably what it is.
That might be what it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, next up, let's see what. That was hilarious. I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about. Like, yeah, just go with it. You know what? If you don't know, just ask. Just ask. Just ask.
No such thing as a stupid question. Until they say it's a stupid question.
Yeah, there's definitely stupid questions and stupid people.
Yeah, that was whoever said that was dumb.
Yeah, see? They made a stupid statement.
Just set a whole bunch of motherfuckers up for failure.
No, that he did. And let's see what at Kylie, K-I-E-L-E-Y-Y. Let's see what Kylie has to say. About her ex, because she decided to share a little some. You ready for this one, man?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like it when the drama's not mine. It's good.
Like, bro, I got feelings too, but I got emotions. And every time I try to express them, okay, they might come out wrong. But damn, you be all cold and shit. Like I really been doing you motherfucking dirty. Like, okay, bro, I got my dick. So okay, ooh, okay, cool, man. Damn, you know what? You know the shit I could have did that I didn't do. That's what you're gonna do to get back at me. You going on dates with this nigga? Dates.
This thing. Well, I got my dick sucked. Woo. Okay. Well, that doesn't matter. What? But the things I could have done. I'm sorry. What else? Besides actually like entering into someone, I think getting your dick sucked is pretty bad when you're in a relationship.
I could have accepted gifts and like like food and stuff. Ooh, I could have had actual, like, vaginal insertion, probably.
Ooh.
You lucky I did. First of all, don't ever ask for gratitude for the things that you could have done. That's like the waiter coming out with your waters and being like, I brought you your water. You gonna say thank you, bro? I didn't have to bring it out here, bro. Like, I didn't have to, like.
You did. That was your job, sir.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a punch you're making? I am for it. I am so for it. I like that. You are so good today. I love it. Oh, you are on it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was just me trying to find the video. I was just like, let me just keep saying things while I search for this video.
Did you find it by any chance?
Yeah, I got it.
Ah, okay.
I got it. Thank you. Yeah, that dude is lame as fuck. All right, next up. Now, those are the ones I don't mind sharing. You fucking cheated, and now you're trying to gaslight her, talking about something. Well, at least I didn't do more. the fuck? I got my dick sucked. Ooh. I want every man out here and every woman out here, I want you to use that as an excuse. I want you to gaslight your spouse. Ooh, I got my clit lick, whatever. That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yeah. I got ran through. I was in this train, so it was just...
Ooh, I got pregnant on accident. So, oh, okay. It's not your baby. Ooh.
Nothing to do with you. So, and? So, like, I love you, though. Like, so, and?
Right? Literally, that happened to me for real. One of my exes got pregnant behind my back. Okay, moving on.
Just slid that in there.
Yeah, we're just going to creep right over that, I just said. At twice, actually. All right, so at Jin... At Gin Rummy Juicy, Gin is spelled J-E-N, Rummy has two M's, R-U-M-M-Y, and Juicy, J-U-I-C-E-Y. If you want to take a look at her videos and follow any of these people that I've mentioned today, check them out. So Gin had something to say. Her posting this probably saved her life, so I think this is a good idea. This is called evidence.
Oh, damn.
You asked me. Let's go ahead and see what Jen's ex had to say.
Fucking call me back right the fuck now, Jennifer. I'm not some fucking just dude. You don't block me. You don't not answer my calls. Jesus Christ. Call me back. Call me back. I swear to fucking God. I'm not doing this. I'm not fucking living my life wondering what the fuck you're doing. Call me back.
Anyone who leaves a voicemail, regardless of what you're saying, there's gonna be a percentage of it that sounds dumb. Doesn't matter if was it its intent. It doesn't matter what time in which you sent it, your level of sobriety. A percentage of it is going to sound stupid.
Absolutely. You'd be best off to make these voicemails. Thank you.
You'd be best off just saying it in person or text. A text would be better. A text would be better.
It'd be a voice message.
Because it removes context. It removes like some level of context. And with that gap, they can insert their own. So it's automatically...
Well, that could also work against you.
Well, that's fine. It actually works for you in the long run because you'd be like, no, you're wrong. Like, oh, oops. Let me correct you.
That depends on who you're doing this with. Some people are very insane.
Yeah, well, you can't argue context
with text because people will just believe what they want to believe.
Exactly. And that's enough to at least... You can work with that more than just bearing your soul out.
Hear my crazy. You know why I like it when they do that shit? Because I rather you call me and sound like that, because now I have a decision to make. And you've already shown me a red flag, kind of. So I like that because, one, you're either going, if I decide to act like that, leave a message like that, one, you're either going to forgive me, give me a chance, give me a call back, or two, you're going to think I'm fucking insane and just move on with your life. Now, whatever decision that you make after I've done that call, I'm going to have to kind of go by that. For me, I don't chase people. I don't do that. But I think because that has been done, depending on how that person reacts to your moment of crazy, because we all have those moments of crazy, even the person that you're trying to get back, right?
Yeah.
If they can understand that logically or emotionally or mentally, whatever Lee you want to put on that shit, and they are still willing to talk to you and converse with you and figure out why you're behaving that way, then that's a good relationship that might work. Maybe. But that kind of shows a level of love or whatever that affinity that person has towards you. But a lot of people do take advantage of that level of kindness that person will show you, that understanding. So I get why you'd be like, ah, fuck that, because that's how I am, especially after what I've been through. Fuck that.
it's
you
just
do that, I'm out.
Like,
I'm
what out. You just said is common sense, and common sense ain't common. So the majority of the time, you know, you put yourself out like that, you're going to get that kind of response. And I mean, and that was before this trend started.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were going to get some level of, oh, you're losing now. Like, oh, I'm now winning because you bared your soul just way too vulnerably in a way that wasn't really conducive to anything positive. Like, it was just either, oh, I hate you, call me back, or I love you, I hate you, I love you, call me back. And ultimately that stuff isn't helpful. I mean, as far as for comedy, yeah, hell yeah. But as far as like what their goal is in those moments, nah.
That's why, like, I'm always so fucking confused when you hear these stories about people who are trying to get away from these psychotic people who do crazy shit, like fuck up their car or burn their clothes or some crazy shit like that, you know, stalk them at work, and you think that's going to get them back. That level of thought is not a, it's just not a conscious level of fucking normality in their head. Their brain, the way that they're taking in shit right now, they can't take in any logical thought. So they do crazy fucking shit, hoping to get your attention. Kind of like a toddler when you're ignoring a child and they just start breaking shit, or like a cat. I don't fucking know. I don't have kids. I have a cat. She's actually pretty well behaved.
You know,
there's an analogy there. Find one that works for you.
Yeah, there's something in there somewhere. Yeah. Take a look. Just from the stuff I've seen throughout my weird ass existence, it really seems like a lot of that stuff is either perpetrated by like media, the stuff they've taken in by the outside world, or stuff like their family and friends.
Yeah.
Man, that's ultimately, as far as like, oh, stalking works. Standing outside so-and-so's window with a boombox, blasting some loud song that you believe they love. Or like,
oh my God.
That'll do it.
You just woke up a demon in me. That sounded weird. Wrong way to put it, but you made me think of something.
Oh.
I don't know where the demon thing came from. But you know, when you think of the lyrics to fucking songs, which we'll do this in a second, actually. I was going to end the episode after this last one, but I have an idea here.
Mm.
There are certain lyrics that if you take out the fucking, like the music, like the sound of the melody, you take that out, the beat out, and you just have the lyrics, and you change your tone if you want to, even to something more creepy, it sounds like those lyrics are fucking horrifying.
Yeah, that's with a lot, man. That's almost everything. That's almost language itself. If you change,
I mean the lyrics themselves. Now, what I'm saying is, I think what you were saying, we were probably like mind fucked as like kids and young adults with these fucking songs.
Bro, why do you think it's called programming, bro?
Oh, this is one of those conspiracy theories that I just neglected that might be fucking true.
I mean, hey, man.
He's shrugging his shoulders. He has no idea.
All right, I'm just saying. All right, there's a lot of stuff I can tell you, but there's only a couple of things you're actually going to believe.
Damn. Well, I'll tell you what. Before I find a lyric that's fucking insane Mm-mm. and creepy, let's play our last one here. Last one here at I Know You Want This Churro. Everything is spelled correctly except for the word U is with just the letter U.
That's great.
I know you want this churro. Everything
that's
is spelled
a great
correctly.
Great name. Good job.
Right. That's
that.
Actually, I have that in my script here. Dope ass name. I had to say that. That's I wrote that in the script.
Oh.
I wrote that.
You are so proud. Oh my goodness. Let's see this vid.
Thank you. So his ex had a lot to say. Literally gave us a whole ass new summer bop.
Oh.
With his voicemail. You hear some poetry before. Now we're about to hear the new summer jam.
Oh.
Where my bus at? Y'all might have to fight for this one
might be a new contender. A new challenger.
You ready for this? All right. At I know you want this churro. Their ex had to say this.
Mm.
Why they tell me you outside with the bitches who post they cash app on their birthday? Like, I know it's been a minute since we talked, but I didn't know you was in a fundraiser now. You should start donating to the Goodwill since your heart is so fucking big now. It's a lot of less fortunate kids that could use your help. Since you want to be Captain Save-A-Ho, you want to block me and start doing charity work. And that's exactly why I threw your Amiri jeans in a bleach bath, because you don't need nothing nice. What Janae Aiko said? You should have called me. Why you never call me? Why you never call me? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't say it was her song. I just said it might be the new summer bop.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an older song, but I do bop that song quite often.
It's a good one.
Hey, man, I mean, when it comes to that particular scenario, I mean, it just sounds like they weren't together for a while, and you just happened to see them, you know, with somebody, and I mean, hey, man, you ain't gotta let these things go.
He accused him of, like, doing charity. Like,
yeah.
It's a little much.
Goodness, that, yeah, goodness.
It's, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah, you could have played that way better, actually, Missy.
Or do what we do. Hey, big head.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Hey, stranger. Hey.
I love the hey, big head shit.
Man, goodness. Hook, line, and sinker.
Right, but real talk. These messages made me glad that I'm single. My ex really fucked me up, and I'm hella not ready for anything serious. So, yo, she low-key taught me to trust no one and use people.
Mm.
Now, I didn't say that I took the lesson and planned to use that shit myself, but she taught me that, and I'm choosing to reject the lesson. Y'all, we all have crazy exes. A lot of us do. And when I say crazy, I don't mean, like, mentally, like, unstable. I just mean, like, they've done some unlogical shit during a moment of emotion, or maybe they are just crazy. I don't fucking know your history, but we all have experienced that or know someone who has. But we have to do our best not to let what they did to us drag us down. Don't let their actions and choices that they made drown you, because if you're already struggling to breathe, you'll already be breathless before someone special can show up and take your breath away. So leave that heavy-ass bag at baggage claim and buy some new shit. Watch me ignore everything I just fucking said, by the way.
I could see that. I could see that.
I mean, that was beautiful in bars, but I'm going to probably... I actually forgot everything I just said.
In application.
I might have to listen to that later.
You know, in practice, that's a little harder to implement.
Was it good? Right? Was that, like, good enough to be on a poster or some shit?
Maybe on a fortune cookie.
All right, cool.
That could work.
Yeah.
I could see that.